You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Recently, the U.S. government acknowledged unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, which we have always known as UFOs. How does this affect you? Well, that's a really good question. What does it mean for you personally? Today, we're going to have fun, and we're going to talk about what we would do if a UFO or UAP landed in our backyard. And we'll also share with you what happened when we attempt to connect and talk to UFOs that have been already reported. You know what? Don't miss this. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, why is this topic even important? I mean, we always try and choose something that's important. And, you know, I know it's fun to talk about and even consider why it is really vital for listeners to know. Help us all out, Jason.
Well, it's important because it's a rationale for everyone to evolve and to develop their human abilities to the max.
Okay.
That's why we're doing the show.
Okay.
In today's world, evolution is critical so humans can deal with the possibility of UFOs or UAPs, whichever you want to, however you want to frame it.
Okay.
Overcome the fear of artificial intelligence. A lot of people are being, there's all these articles right now about being replaced by artificial intelligence.
Sure. In other words, like at a desk job or
yes,
a factory job,
yes,
things like that.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
And how to know to have greater mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think these aren't connected, but they all are very connected. Mm. Have better physical health. And then mostly how to know how to work together in the world to get things done. Mm. We've forgotten as a culture how to get together and make things happen.
And I'm going to jump in and say, you mean we've been programmed,
yes,
to forget how to make,
yes,
things happen in a very cohesive way.
Right.
Okay.
So, and so we've been working on this all weekend. We're kind of amped up, you know, we've been watching lots of Ancient Aliens,
okay,
Unclassified and all those things. And, we have lots to tell you today.
Yeah, we do.
And in the next segment, we're literally going to do, I think what other people would call channeling. We don't really call it that, but we just, right, you'll see our process in action. We've done this a couple times. So here we go. Most Americans believe in intelligent life beyond Earth. Few see UFOs as a major national security threat. Now, this was the result of a survey by Pew Research. 65% believe that there's life beyond Earth.
Okay.
And the more information we get from these amazing telescopes, TESS, mm-hmm, one that was recently, and they're able to take pictures in space,
mm-hmm,
oh my gosh, what they're finding is all the different stars that they haven't seen before.
Right.
And then the possibilities of what they call exoplanets.
Okay.
In those stars. It's amazing. So the possibilities, just from a probability standpoint, mm-hmm. that one of them is like Earth and has
our form of intelligence there.
Intelligent life.
Okay.
So here's some other things that we're going to talk about today. And okay. and just for background for you guys, so we set up
the next second. Because we're having fun.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The U.S. government, NASA, is putting into place a study to study UAPs. Now, they changed the name from, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Okay.
To unidentified anomalous, thank you, phenomena.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because not all of it is aerial. There's been reports of things under the ground.
Correct.
Things that are above the, aerial, and then they're in the ground.
Okay.
And things that happen in caves, for example.
Sure.
Different places on Earth, mm-hmm. Stonehenge, all those things. So to limit it to aerial doesn't make any sense anymore. So this makes sense.
Right. That does to me anyway.
But here's the thing. They're having problems because there's a stigma about reporting this information. So all of a sudden they're creating these ways to track it and to create data.
Right.
But people are reluctant to come forward because you don't want to be one of those people.
Well,
I don't want to, I'm not a crazy person.
Well, but my dear, I am already one of those people. So,
and the truth is that we do this all the time, mm-hmm. not just for UAPs or UFOs.
Right.
If there's something that we see that is uncomfortable for us, mm-hmm. we deny it.
Well, because we have been programmed to deny it as opposed to stand
programmed up. To look normal in a certain way.
Exactly.
As opposed to be authentic to who we are.
Right, right.
And so, okay, so the study of UAPs, and this is what we know, okay?
Okay.
Will only create more questions. Humans currently do not have the evolution.
Mm.
This is what the show is about. To see or communicate with aliens from outer space.
Okay.
We can't do it.
Yeah.
If aliens looked at us right now, they'd say, yeah, give me a break. We're going to talk to you guys. No way. we have a political party that would rather shoot, beat up, or use some type of leverage to win an argument. I'm being political here, but yes, I am.
Yes.
Instead of offering a real argument or a rational argument,
okay,
we fear those who are different from us. We think in terms of black and white, either good guys and bad guys.
Right.
You're either part of my team or you're not part of my team.
And if you're not part of my team, that gives me the right to, somehow maim or take you out.
Take you out. Yes.
Yes.
So, if highly evolved aliens were just scanning us, so to speak, they would come here and have a discussion.
Right.
They would say, hey, let's have lunch. No way. They're not going to do that. So, right. So we know that highly evolved aliens probably would know better than to show themselves publicly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And this is something we got from ancient aliens just there so ago.
Right.
They said humanity is evolving and the development of psychic abilities is the next step in human evolution. Unlocking these abilities that lie dormant in all of us is going to be the key to upgrading humanity to the next level.
Okay.
OMG, we agree with that.
Yes, we do.
And if you've been listening for a while, you know that the ecosystem approach is all about helping people evolve.
Correct.
Intentionally. And the biggest misinformation that I see or misconception
mm-hmm.
is that it'll just happen.
And I'm going to jump in and say that's not really possible for the simple fact that we've been programmed that we can't think that way, that we can't even discuss it for fear of being shot by somebody. Well, I'll just jump in and say that. But the other part of that is that when somebody comes up and says, what do you think of aliens or what do you think of UFOs? That's, or what is it? UAPs, however.
UAPs.
UAPs. It takes me a while to get used to new things. but the reason that is because I've been programmed, just like you guys have been programmed, to believe that anything that's different, anything that might be a suggestion to look from a different point of view or perspective,
is out of the ordinary.
Is out, or that is out of the ordinary. That makes the person that can do that or wants to do that wrong. And that's not, that is not what this is about. The age of Aquarius is here now to so that we have those opportunities energetically and easily to do that.
You know, this is a story of our business, you know, for the last 23 years.
Okay.
People would come to us and what do you see? What do you know? What, you know,
right.
We're fascinated by this topic.
Right.
But they would, and these people come from educational backgrounds.
I was going to say all walks of life.
All walks of life. Yes. Very impressive. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, we created a whole veil of secrecy about what we do, because most of our clients would be embarrassed mm-hmm. if other people knew that they were coming to us.
Well, and the other part of this is, and I know it doesn't really matter, but in its way it does, but a lot of our clients in now and in the beginning, they're very high level. They're out there in the world. And
accomplished.
And very accomplished and very educated.
Have credibility.
And exactly. Yeah. And they don't want the guy next to them to know that they're curious about
these types of things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I'm going to name them out, but that's right.
It really is. There's a stigma. And oh, by the way, that stigma is absolutely positively negative energy.
Correct.
That is trying to block the evolution of Earth.
Meaning some sort of programming that says you're the one that's wrong.
Yes.
And if you ask that question again, you're going to be in big trouble.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, here's one last point.
Okay.
They talked about, and this was in Ancient Aliens, about how at some point, as you develop your abilities, they call it psychic ability. We call it refined intuition and correct. Evolved consciousness,
correct.
Which is a result of using the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. Those kind of abilities will be able to direct artificial intelligence.
Yes.
But even more important than that, I think.
And have an understanding of it. But go ahead.
You know, we've seen all these science fiction movies about how artificial intelligence, these robots, are taking over, correct. And that only can happen if we're so low level.
Meaning
that,
not evolved,
that they're going to be smarter than us.
Yes.
And the truth is, right now, they probably are. And so we got to get busy and do some evolution. But in the next segment, we're going to actually do some, we call it, so you understand, we call it channeling. It's basically just going into an energy state. And and I guarantee you, Patricia's hair is not going to turn color. There's not going to be any drama.
Damn.
You okay. know, we'll try and keep the screaming and the yelling and stuff to a minimum.
Okay.
So anyway, so.
All right. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Evolution is critical for UFOs, mental health, knowing how to work together in a rapidly changing world.
Yes.
Most Americans, 65%, believe in intelligent life beyond Earth. Mm-hmm. Few sees UFOs as a national security threat.
Correct.
The study of UAPs will only create more questions. Humans currently not have the evolution to see or to communicate with them. And the ecosystem approach helps you wake up to a consciousness that has always been present and will help unprogram you.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what we would do if a UFO landed in our backyard. I would love it. The next and the stigma and plain old prejudice about UFO and all these on all things energy. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what we would do if a UFO landed in our backyard, and the stigma and plain old prejudice about UFOs and all things energy. Jason, what would you do if a UFO landed in the backyard? And is it really possible?
So first of all, we would do what we do already all the time.
Okay.
It's really commonplace for us. And, you know, if you're using the ecosystem approach, we want it to be commonplace for you. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, that's a reason to say, okay, it's time for my evolution. And if you want to get started, it's called totally free. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. You'll get the clearings at the end and a little bit about this show later, and it'll be very, very interesting. So anyways, so what we're going to do now,
okay,
is we're just going to go and start talking to there's a star system called the Pleiades. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people have heard that there are Pleiadians among us, mm-hmm. you know, and we're going to go talk to them, talk to a representative of the Pleiadians,
uh-huh.
and ask them, okay, are you sending ships here? Are there ships here?
Are you
spaceships?
Sending, those kinds of things.
Do you want to land in our backyard?
And do you want a cup of tea when you get here? Yeah, that kind of thing. No, that wasn't right, was it?
Well, you could offer them something. Here's what we would do. So just so you know, and then we're gonna start talking to them.
Okay. But
we do this when we meet someone.
We do.
This isn't really abnormal at all, but we use our intuition, refined intuition, mm-hmm. to get a sense of their motives, mm-hmm. who they are, mm-hmm. and their perspectives.
And even how to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. And we talk verbally because we share language, English, but Patricia and I all the time talk without speaking.
We do.
You know, and... and sometimes, you know, sometimes it's very, loving and intimate, and sometimes it's not. I get the look all the time, but that's a form of telepathy that's for another show.
Yeah. He's telling on me. You realize that, but this is, first off, it's rather interesting to us. to see that this can be done, and the information is real. And yes. The information that comes, and usually the information comes to me first. And it's not that I'm a better seer or reader or anything. That's not what this is.
So the way we do it,
okay,
is because you are the communicator. We do this in the world too. Mm-hmm. If we were to go to a party, Patricia would be going out there and talking to everybody, and I would hang back.
Right.
And then until she struck up a conversation that I'd want to join into, and then she'd include me.
That is correct. And by the way, we've done this over 100 times.
So with her being the communicator, what happens is that when we do this energetically, she'll connect first, mm-hmm. Start talking to people, and then I'll be right there with her. Mm-hmm. I usually try and stand back and ask the questions.
Right.
Because once you're involved in the conversation, you're not thinking about it's hard to think about what questions to ask next, that sort of thing.
Because when you're standing in a group, oftentimes people in the group start shooting energies towards you.
Yes.
And it can actually get in the way of a true read.
Read or standing back to be objective.
Exactly.
So here's the other part, okay? And I have to, this is sort of a precursor, but, I think it's kind of dumb that a UFO would land in our backyard, and I'll tell you why. Okay, because if they wanted to, if some aliens wanted to talk to us, mm-hmm. they would just do it, and yes. we would listen. They wouldn't have to physically be here. Mm-hmm. That's part of our programmed frame that says, "Oh, it has to be this way."
Correct.
And we're used to so many TV movies where, the spaceship lands and all these sounds are going on and lights are going right. on and all that right. stuff, I'm sure it'd wake up the neighbors. They know that it's not the way to do that. They would talk to us. They would yes. find a way to communicate to us.
Correct.
Non-verbally.
Correct.
We call it non-verbally. It's a form of psychically, energetically.
Communication. Telepathically.
Yes, telepathically. Mm-hmm. So so from that standpoint, we understand it's kind of silly, but what we would do is just do what we do now and say, okay, who are you? Why are you here? Mm-hmm. And then we would try and ascertain their motives.
Correct.
As
they were doing the same to us.
I have ex-wives that if I would have done that, it would have been very helpful. I have ex-bosses that if I would have done that, it would have been very helpful.
Okay.
And by the way, it's possible for everybody to do it. Mm-hmm. And we've developed our abilities organically. In other words, we haven't gone to a school. We haven't, gone to... we haven't read any sort of ancient texts. We just did this organically on our own. But so Patricia, I'm going to do this. This is how we normally do it. I want you to go talk to a representative
okay.
of the Pleiadians.
Okay.
Just take a minute. And maybe they could give us a name. We could just call them Rep if they want.
We're just going to call them Rep.
Okay.
Okay.
And the first question is, are they already here?
Oh, absolutely. That one I already know.
So, and why are they here? What is their purpose here?
The very first answer that I get is that they're here. They're actually here to help us because of the programming that has happened for the last 2,000 years here. We've gone a little bit, and I'm going to call it sideways.
Astray,
awry. So
here's the other question, though. We kind of know this already.
All right.
What's in it for them? If someone came to us and said, I'm going to give you a check, or I'm going to give you some information that's really helpful.
Okay.
We would always ask, well, what's in it for them? So let's ask them, what's in it for them?
That's a really, really, really good question. Some would say that those that have the ability to come here, be it in a spaceship, be it walk up and knock on the door, however it goes. But we've been led to believe that they're completely from the future. And that's a half truth because believe it or not, everyone, I don't mean to scare anyone, they're already here. And what they're trying to do is help us re-establish who we are authentically, as opposed to the programming that we have had to endure. And I'm saying that way for a reason.
So talk to the representative and ask him what's in it for him or her or them. I guess pronouns wouldn't be appropriate. I don't know.
That part doesn't matter. What's in it for them is that they don't have a negative agenda for us, because as we evolve, that means that the earth evolves. And unfortunately, everyone out there can actually see that the earth is getting ready to destroy itself.
So there's a connection between our evolution
and theirs.
Yes.
And the earth in its way is so, what is the word I'm going to say? Our sun has its perfect elements. It's not the right word, but the perfect conditions for life to be sustainable here and out there in the universe. And by the way, in the universe goes beyond what any telescope or any messages can be received. They're seeing that we're destroying ourselves, and they have the ability to help us.
So there's some sort of interrelationship. It's sort of like global warming that we can't just deal it with in the United States. The whole world has
to. It has to be the whole world. And also,
so the Pleiades are part of, there's some sort of reciprocity between us and the Pleiadians.
That is correct. Well, Pleiades is a form of a way station, a rest stop, that sort of thing, to make it simple. And so there's information that other beings leave there for the Pleiadians to help us with. The Pleiadians communicate with us the easiest of all of the aliens, UFOs that are out there.
So why is that?
Because we have an understanding of the Pleiadians have an ability to help us with an understanding with communication. Because the number one thing that's happened here on this planet is communication has been blocked. We've been lied to, we've been cheated, we've been programmed to believe that one way is the only way.
So I'm trying to get information from this representative. And he's soapboxing. So I'm trying to get, I just want some just more direct
communication.
And I'm still not clear about what benefit that we have for them. Is what happens when we evolve? What do they get out of it?
Good question. I need a breath for this one. Because in the future, in and on other planets, there are some things missing, and we have the abilities here now in this time to help not only ourselves, but to help them as well.
So I'm getting this, and just because I'm more of a nerd, but there's energetic properties of the earth that
absolutely, that, Jason, you just nailed it,
that they benefit from. And it's more than just like getting your cell phone recharged. There's a quality of energy that's here.
Yes.
That they benefit from.
And we as
that's connected not only to Earth, but to the sun.
Exactly. And the other thing is that we are missing that point here on Earth.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
So we're running out of time. Okay. We're going to maybe start some more of this in the next segment.
A little bit. Yes. So everyone, stay with us. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy Kit and Support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals Steph Yost and Camille Barreto are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to try and make sense of all of this for you personally and what you do with this information. We're going to help you with that.
So let's start again.
Okay.
Let's talk to rep.
Okay.
Representative.
Okay.
And say, okay, they're not here to do us any harm. Are they aware of any other entities that are here today that will do us harm?
The answer is that is not why they come here. They come here for other entities,
aliens from other places.
Exactly. They come here. We do have information, but we also have some energetic vibrations that they want to recreate in other places.
So I'm going to ask a leading question to Representative. I heard this on Ancient Aliens, actually. I know it's not correct.
Okay.
They said when we reach a certain level of technology, they'll be able to talk to us. But I think it's when we reach a certain level of evolution. Is that right or wrong?
Oh, that's right. That is absolutely
so. It's not right. About our technological advancement. No. It's about our evolution, our ability to deal with those advances.
Exactly. And I'm going to just take this in personally for just bring it down to everybody. The fear that we've been trained to have with aliens and entities and that sort of thing, that's to keep us from evolving, to keep us from communicating. Because when we have that fear, then negative energies here can, I'm going to use the word, hold us hostage or keep us stuck.
Let's talk to Representative again. Okay. So the negative energies here are blocking the evolution.
Absolutely.
Is there something that the Pleiadians want from us? That these energy blockers, what's the difference between you guys, the Pleiadians, and these entities that are blocking this negative energy that's blocking
us
our
here.
Our evolution here?
Well, that first off, that the Pleiadians do have very high evolution, and they have the ability to communicate with all of this universe and other universes. You know, and people are going, there's more. Yes, there is more, whether you want to accept that or not. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that the Pleiadians figured out that communication, telepathic communication, was the way, because they are farther advanced than us, that we would be, that they would be able to communicate to us things, dangers, things that we've been trained that we have to be terrified
about. So they're not answering the question, though. So the question is, you know, and I'm getting the answer. The energy that's here that's blocking us is wants to co-opt this energy or this ability that the earth has to produce a certain quality of energy.
There you go. That's exactly
that,
right, Jason.
That they want. That's blocking us for their purposes. Where the Pleiadians want it for the benefit of all.
Exactly.
They're willing to share with all. And that's the biggest difference between the two.
Because this information, this energy, these vibrations, there is enough for everyone. It doesn't need to be co-opted by one.
That's a very low level thinking that I want it for me so you can have it.
Well, I want it for me so I can be the richest man on earth.
Right.
Or I want it for me.
I have the most power.
Control it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have the most power.
And they don't, the Pleiadians don't think that way.
Not at all. It's the Pleiadians are a team. They are, and so are many others.
And Rep is saying that this is fun. But this is the first time they've been able to communicate telepathically in a long time, and that's why they're so wordy. So we'll have to do this again sometime.
He might be talking about me.
You know,
I
suggest that the Pleiadians go back and look at the at a segment of Dragnet. It was back in the 60s.
Just the Facts Man.
With Joe Friday and Just the Facts Man. Yeah. So for those of you that are really young, you probably never seen this, but it was a stupid show. It's called Dragnet. And this police detective would always go up to a person's home who had a crime committed.
Yes, affected.
And they would go, they'd be very emotional. And he would always say, "Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts," you know, and it was so stupid, but you know,
for the time.
So just tell the the Pleiadian representatives to watch Joe Friday.
Okay. Okay.
All right. For the next time that we talk,
I'll get on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So, if this is fun for you, you know, go to our Facebook page,
right?
TheEcosystemApproach.org.
Good one.
If you want to ask us another question, if you want to suggest another show topic, or if there's more information you want to know, just let us know. If you enjoyed this, just go on our Facebook.
And I'm going to add, if there's something that we said that you didn't understand or we didn't complete, please ask that question. We'd be more than happy to answer
that
it for you.
So here's the thing. Evolution does not interfere with any goal that you're doing now.
Right.
People say, "Well, okay, one more thing I have to do. Oh my gosh,
I don't have time for this.
I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get healthier. I'm trying to get a promotion. I'm trying to raise my kids.
Sure.
But here's what they don't understand is this process enhances all of that.
In
makes
other words,
it easier for all of that.
Exactly. In other words, it makes it easier for you physically, mentally and emotionally, definitely. Well, and I will even say spiritually, but it also helps you in business, in money, in relationships, in
health.
In health, all the way around.
Just feeling good about your life.
It makes things different, or not different, but better.
Here's the other thing.
Because you're removing negative energies.
Evolution doesn't happen naturally. You have to take the action now.
Well, it was supposed to. I'm going to jump in and say it was supposed to happen naturally, but unfortunately, there's negative energies, dark energies
that come
here that co-opted that understanding for all of us.
And if you've already gone to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, we have a two-part article about the 80%, which talks about what's kept us from our own evolution.
Correct.
And part of the way you evolved today, unfortunately, not maybe 5,000 years ago, is you have to start removing that negative energy from your essence.
Correct.
So here's the other thing.
By the way, which makes you a lot more healthy.
The reason evolution is so efficient is that it works in all areas of your life at the same time.
Right.
You don't have to separate it into individual topics.
Right.
You know, and it helps you create abilities that telepathy,
yeah,
the refined intuition, the evolved mm-hmm. consciousness, mm-hmm. that's all very, very helpful in everyday things.
Right.
You know, whether you're having a new baby, whether you're getting married, mm-hmm. whether you just got a new job and you're under the gun to perform.
Or whether you have teenagers and you don't understand them. Yeah. Or
you do understand them, but you don't like it.
I mean, in other words, what we're saying is that when you start using the ecosystem approach, you become the person that you actually are, not the one that you were programmed.
It's an amazing shift. And what happens is you start to doing unprogramming,
mm-hmm.
And you start revealing those they're like hidden or invisible rules and beliefs that you have that you didn't realize you had.
And it's unbelievable. But the best thing is that it makes you a better person.
So just real quickly, using when you evolve, you use refined intuition to be better managers, teachers, mm-hmm, mentors, mm-hmm. parents.
Mm-hmm.
Removing negative energy from your life is more effective.
Right.
The more evolved you are.
Mm-hmm.
And time travel. Yeah. We've already talked about going back in time and changing your past, clearing. We should do a whole show about time travel.
That's really important.
Yes. And your evolution now carries over into future lifetimes.
Yeah.
You know, and whether you believe that or not, that's what we see. When yep. we see people, we see past lives. So yep. we know there's futures.
Right.
And scientists, medical researchers, politicians, and teachers all need evolution to move forward with the new technology in the best ways.
Yes. Not only to help themselves, but to help this entire planet. Jason, what are the key points of this? And then we're going to discuss how to do the clearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Evolving does not interfere with any goal that you're doing now.
Yeah.
It works in all areas of your life at the same time. You don't have to separate it into individual topics.
Yeah.
The most difficult part of your personal evolution is unprogramming yourself, which those programs are invisible to you.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach is the most elegant, refined ways to bring about your personal evolution. Today's world demands your personal evolution.
Correct. Correct. So, Jason, take it away. Here we go.
So to remove the negative energy, which is all about what we're doing, and that helps you evolve.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just basically some simple statements,
mm-hmm.
and we say to eliminate, and you don't have to sit in any special posture. It doesn't have to be reverent. You can be sitting, standing, laying down, walking,
mm-hmm.
Standing on your head.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. And when we say to eliminate, in your imagination, in your mind's eye, just gather that emotion or barriers, veils, and illusions, gather those up, blow them into the processor. You can see the processor on the screen right now. And that processes that negative energy, because that negative energy is really powerful.
Yes,
and that's what's creating all the problems here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You want to process that negative energy. You don't want to just...
you don't want to throw it out and throw it away.
Put it in the earth.
Exactly, because the earth is in trouble enough as it is, and we're trying to help the earth evolve like we're trying to help everyone evolve as well. So after we do that, we're going to use life force energy, and life force energy, the most powerful energy in the world, in this universe and all universes. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull it in other words, so it touches you personally. We're going to have it go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to ask it to turn around, and then we're going to blow out any negative energy left over. Remember, we need to put it into the processor or garbage can. We'll empty them both and for you, and we will all be better for it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to see and perceive the world in a more accurate way, as well as helping you evolve. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to see and perceive the world in a more accurate way, as well as helping you evolve. Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see all the ways evolution can benefit me in all areas of my life.
Take a breath. Easy. We're clearing away the barriers that are keeping you from seeing the benefits of removing negative energy. Throw all of that, those barriers into the processor.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that evolution using the ecosystem approach is the most efficient and effective way to evolve. Yes. Take a breath.
Take a breath. My turn.
Okay.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have about change and these new ideas. Nice and easy. Take a breath and throw that negative energy away.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame I have because I believe in energy work and have been criticized or judged or ridiculed in some way. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that evolution is first about everyday life and then UFOs. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that prejudice against consciousness, intuitive insights, energy work, and UFOs has been out there for a long time. Right. It's just negative energy. It's not real. It's not valid.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about being criticized, ridiculed, and shamed because of my interest in UFOs, subtle energies, consciousness, and intuition. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Just remove that stuff. In other words, it doesn't serve you. Throw it away.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the opposite of programming is unprogramming to remove the unconscious rules and beliefs by clearing them.
Yes. Take a breath and blow out those negative energies. And to eliminate any resentment I have about those around me with small minds who don't see the possibilities of UFOs like I do. Nice and easy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate
any resistance
I have to seeing new possibilities about the nature of the universe for fear of judgment or criticism.
Big time. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the hope and personal benefits for my own evolution. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that identifying negative energy attached to my personal emotional story is the way for my personal evolution.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that there is more than the physical world to our existence. Take a breath. Should we activate some life force,
yes.
Jason? Here we go. Follow me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can give myself permission to see that there is more than just what we've been trained or programmed to believe regarding UFOs, consciousness, intuition, and the rest of it. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath. We're going to pull it in. That's life force energy. We're going to have it go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to ask it to turn around, and we're going to ask it to come back up with that negative energy that's keeping us from evolving. And we're going to throw it into that processor and or garbage can.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have my best life with my personal evolution, mm-hmm. using the ecosystem approach.
Nice and easy. Pull it in. While that energy is going through your body, ask it to heal the spots and the places that have toxic energy in them. Nice and easy. Blow out any toxic negative energy. And to activate life force so I can trust that there is more to the world than the tangible world, meaning the world I can touch. Right now, pull in that trust of that life force energy, and now blow out any negative energy that's keeping you from trusting that life force energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on energy, the energy aspects of my life, mm-hmm. especially my personal evolution.
There you go. Nice and easy. Pull it in and blow it out. And last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, so I can trust and love myself, love others, see negative energies that are standing in the way of me personally, that's keeping me from the evolution that I need and want, but also so I can be creative and be happy and heal all of the broken pieces of me, because I didn't understand that when I evolve, I am doing what's in my highest and best interest, and therefore doing what is in everyone else's best interest, including the planet we live on, starting right now. Pull it in and blow out any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So we're going to talk about true love. It's going to be Valentine's Day on Tuesday. So we're also going to talk about true love on one hand, but bad love on another.
Oh.
And we've dealt with the bad love part since we've started.
Yes.
And
not only for ourselves, but for others.
The problem is that love is such a nice word. You know, I love you, you know, that sort of thing.
Thank you, dear.
Yes. But it's it covers up some really sinister bad motives.
Yes, it does.
That are really awful. Now, we're going to talk about what true love is, not in a poetic or philosophical way, but more of a practical way.
Okay.
A down-to-earth way. So I think you'll find this really helpful, you know, and just grab some of those chocolates and sit down and listen to us next Friday.
Okay. All right. I like that. And Jason, what about today's show?
You know, if we touched you today, if you thought, oh my gosh, I need to evolve. I want to be part of this telepathy, this refined intuition, this evolved consciousness,
okay.
that this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how to get there. This is what you do.
Okay.
Go to our website first, theecosystemapproach.org. Okay. Sign up for our free section right now. Listen to our show every week. We talk about how to apply these energy ideas to all these different aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we just talk about health or we just talk about money or just talk about relationships.
Sure.
We talk about all of it.
Everything.
And yes. It's really important for you to understand how to apply this everywhere. Mm-hmm. And frankly, the way we've been taught is to focus or we've been programmed mm-hmm. to believe at, well, if we just work on one thing at a time.
Correct.
But the human body is not designed that way. We're designed to do work to improve all of it all at the same time.
Well, and the song, the knee bone connected to the hip
yes,
bone,
exactly.
Things like that. That's in its way, that's kind of describing that we need to do that, that removing negative energy can help us in all aspects of our life.
Exactly. Okay. So, and you know, today's show, it's demanding some sort of comment. If you feel that need, go to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
And while you're there, please like us. I really yes. like those likes.
Yes,
and
yes.
And thank you for the ones that are liking us now. And just ask a question. Suggest a topic.
Okay.
Say, I want to hear more about this, you know, mm-hmm. Whatever you like. We really appreciate those comments. So,
and that, and I like that one. So, we've talked about visit our Facebook page,
listen to the show every week.
Okay.
And then sign up for our free section. That's the most important part.
Exactly. And I just want to say this. Thank you all for supporting us in the way that you do. And we have a lot more things coming up in the future. So stay with us and be part of going forward in not only your life, but in our lives as well. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. And you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.